Well, here we are. It's the 13th of January in the year 2015, and we're in the process in the early part of the year, like the tradition of our culture, to look at the new year as a place in the time of new opportunity and unlimited potential. In the shifts and the changes that are occurring in these times, we realize that the potential is even more than infinite. You know, the idea that we have infinite potential in the past was often limited by our own perception and our own thinking, which so easily and so often gets in the way based upon whatever personal programming and cultural programming we've bought into and had forced upon us that allowed us to begin to perceive that we are a limited being. In these times of quick and shifting changes that happened and really started in 2012 when we crossed a particular frequency line and the threshold when we moved from the age of Pisces into the age of Aquarius officially, lots of things have stepped up. And I believe that your willingness to be a part of this call is your willingness to acknowledge and accept the opportunity as well as the responsibility to be a conscious being and a conscious co-creator of your own life and to really take advantage of the process of manifestation that is being bequeathed us by design as well as by just the evolution of the times. So tonight, you can see we have a lot of stuff, and this is the first time this has been a three-part call, and I appreciate you being willing to jump onto this speeding wagon that's going to, does a wagon really speed, I guess. But to be a part of this, once again, let me remind you that if you're unable to make any of the other calls, they will be recorded and you will be sent the information, the link and the recording, as well as the companion page and the information on the following day. So ideally, I would really invite you to be a part of it because it's something that occurs when we organically are connected together in this process. So let's begin. We're going to work with sound. We're going to work with information. We have some empowerments to do. We have all kinds of things. Perhaps I've overprepared, but hey, in the innate state of creativity and the process of manifestation, why not? We can visit all kinds of stuff as we move on. I'm going to start off with a particular pitch here. I have a bowl. This bowl is being resistant as far as actually sustaining and holding a tone, which I think is symbolic. We have some things to let go of, and that is the process of what we're doing here. I have next to me a piece of obsidian that is both brown and black, obsidian being a very grounding frequency as a stone. I have some sound I want to send out here right now. And what this is going to do is just really invite us to move any resistance energy and lay it across our own boundary line, our own line, which we'll establish in a moment. So allow yourself to experience and let this sound through the tiny receiver of the phone do its work. Be open for a moment and to set a tone with a song that's not on there. My life is unwritten, no path is defined. It moves from these moments I choose. So if I want beauty to be that I am, let love be my nourishing food. Surrendering flow to the river. adrift in the whisper of home. Align me through light and deliver. Carry me, carry me home. And so it is, and so it is, as we use that particular frequency of that song to remind us that's why we're here. The more we align with what that song was intending is to realize that we, as free-floating and free-moving beings, the less we are involved in taking care and controlling, not taking care, but trying to control things, the more we flow with the actual process of abundance and manifestation within our lives. Having said that, we certainly have the capacity to intend and to direct certain energies towards our highest good, but always getting out of the way and trusting that our higher self is working overtime and endlessly to bring us that which we most deserve and desire, even if we aren't aware of it. So this essence is what underscores this process of making manifest the intentions that we have. So tonight we'll learn some of the specific tools, get some information, and we'll go ahead and put certain things into action. So you see, the first thing on here is the intention of the call, and the intention tonight is really to establish the elements of the manifestation process. Activate the earth star root and sacral chakra connections. Reunite the front and back sides of the root and the sacral chakras. Create foundation and framework for the next two calls. What I intend to do is sort of loosely follow this structure so that we can have increasing elements, so by the end of it you will have a pretty good and fairly complete process by which you can make manifest that which you intend and you desire. So let's go ahead, first of all, like I've done here in my own space, I've gone ahead and created through the use of smudge and through the use of sage, through the use of sound, etc., to create an environment and a personal space that is fertile for what I intend to do tonight with this phone call. However you set your own personal space is really up to you as far as the physical space, but what we're doing here is we're going to go ahead and move into the energetic space. And we're going to create the sphere of light, and you're so used to doing this because I believe everybody on the call has been on the call. So you know that these particular processes we're going to do right now are important and essential. In relation to manifestation, speaking the birth name is the vehicle that calls support into existence for us. It realigns us with our particular frequency of wholeness, puts us back into our original design from whence and from where we can make manifest that which we intend. And it also puts a beautiful cocoon of light and safety around us. It keeps our frequency intact, just as the Hung Vajrapa, which is the mantra that we'll do right after the name. Both of those are designed to keep our frequency intact. If we work so diligently to put our frequency and to raise it into a higher vibration, then honestly what we want to do is maintain that vibration. The essence of this dimension is causing a lot of interference with us maintaining our frequency. If we tend our own boundaries energetically and we make our intentions to keep our space intact and keep our vibration whole on the inside, then we will be able to move through moments quite smoothly. So let's go ahead, and seven times we will speak the first, the middle, and the last name that was on your birth certificate. And I believe everybody on here has done this before, so just take a breath if you will. Be aware of your feet on the earth in whatever form that is in your space right now. And we speak that name out loud. Mark Stanton Welch. 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 And we say, and so it is, and so it is. So the beings are aligned with me. I am in my cocoon of safety in my space, and I have called forth the essence of me to be present so that anything that is unlike that frequency will be allowed to move through our intention of this time. And any of those bits of information that are about my intention of in incarnating here will also reveal themselves and begin to make alignment and make manifest in my life as we speak. And now we'll kind of seal the deal here with the Tibetan protection chant, the Hung Vajrapa. Once again, this is a sphere of light that surrounds us and maintains our inner frequency. Nothing of lower frequency can penetrate this particular sphere. So let us put it into place by speaking it seven times. Hung Vajrapa, 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 and so it is, and so it is. Take a breath, if you will. Be fully present in your space. I'm just feeling all kinds of distractions, so I'm having to kind of work through those things. And it's only energies. It's only energies of resistance. And this is the biggest thing, and this is the reason it's coming up, I believe. This is what I'm hearing, is that our own resistance is one of the main vehicles that causes us to not make manifest that which we intend. See, the manifestation process, as we have been taught it, is one that is filled with loopholes and expectations and wishing and hoping and adjustments and judgments and criticisms and is this all there is kinds of statements. So it's less than the original design. So what we're doing, and by saying this and acknowledging the kind of chaotic energy that's in this room right now, is to recognize that all those old patterns and thoughts we are being marshaled together as a collective frequency for all of us on this phone call, and they are being sent to the light. We will specifically do some things as we go on, but it looks like it's being called forth very quickly, because that's the kinds of stuff that gets in the way. Those belief systems, those historical patterns, the results of times intended in the past and the results that came, those things all get in the way if we allow them. All right. So take a breath again, and I invite you to speak your true name one more time. 1, 2, 3, Mark Stanton Welch. As we look quickly at the nature of manifestation here, we're going to look at some very specific elements of it. Oops, my iPad is charging. So when we look at the laws of the cosmos, we have heard certainly of the laws of the physical, the physical realm. And these are the laws of gravity and certain things that are just in place. They happen no matter what we do. We just kind of have to go along with the process. Well, beyond the actual physical laws of where we are in this dimension, there are cosmic laws that are familiar but yet so much more expansive and so much more sweeping in their capacity. So I wanted tonight and in each of these nights to go ahead and talk very briefly and very quickly about these particular laws. Now, I have manifested this. Give me one moment. I got to get my iPad together. We have the so-called... Okay, hold on. My apologies. Sound work. Okay, there's resistance on that, so here we go. The law of the of so within and so without is actually very self-explanatory. The truth of essentially is the fact that what goes on within us is what is expressed in the world outside of us. This is the beauty and the magnificence of how things unfold so quickly. As we get down a little bit later in terms of looking at the true nature of this dimension here in just a moment, I guess I'm going to go there right away, is that we are bound in by certain laws of time and space in this particular dimension. So we look at it as a linear event. Something precedes something, and then something follows something. So we're very used to having things take time to unfold. As we enter these new frequencies in this Aquarian age, we're finding that that particular manifestation and that form is going to be no longer relevant in a, as I say, in an amount of time that I don't know how long it is, but it seems to be happening much more quickly. What seems to be happening is that we're beginning to experience things in a spherical sense, that time is really a large circle or a sphere. And in the notion of that sphere, we are able then to access things in a simultaneous way through what's called the multi-dimensional framework. So we are able to access past, present, and future at the same time and invest ourselves into those to gather information, to set intention, or to actually be present in that. And I know at this point it sounds science fiction, but this is where the energy is leading from what I've been reading, from what I've been picking up, and what I've been experiencing. So this law of so within, so without, basically says that what I think, what I perceive, what I hold energetically is how the world is bound by law to show up for me. So it would follow that I would like to tend my inner garden such that I keep a frequency and intention and a belief system that really supports the higher frequency of me and the higher frequency of living in this dimension in a way that is nurturing, supporting, honorable, abundant, filled with prosperity, filled with community, et cetera, all of those beautiful intentions. This is the law in that what we hold on to then becomes manifest. It is the law of so within and so without. And again, I apologize. My beautiful descriptions that I wrote up are currently unavailable to me because my iPad is doing its own personal dance. The second one, the law of request, we know as ask and you shall receive. Essentially, the law of request is that there are certain elements that require our asking. The act of asking is an investment in a higher frequency and energy and a different reality than what we see in the moment. We are asking for support to come and be present with us from the field in which we live in and also the other fields in the etheric. We have to request in order for these to come forth and to be present for us. The idea with the request is such that it puts us into action so that we aren't always just being in a process where we basically expect everything to happen great for us without putting any effort forward. There's a reciprocal relationship between intending and then requesting and then getting the results. And the law of request demands that we go ahead and make known our intentions and put them out so that we can receive the assistance. The only intervention that will occur without request is the guardian angel energy, and that only intervenes at times when our physical self and our life is threatened. The law of attachment is honestly that which we hold on to and that which we give energy to is that which sustains and maintains in our life. And this is where it starts to get messy, because this law of attachment, even as these swirling times where the higher vibration comes in and these laws make manifest in the almost the immediacy of the moment, the law of attachment is the one that often gets in the way of us making manifest, because we have a certain design of what it is we desire. And we're going to see in a moment that there's value in letting go of defining so quickly or so intensely or so thoroughly what it is we desire. Because with the blinders on, what we begin to do is restrict the flow of the cosmos, and we restrict the flow of the higher self as well as the angelic energies, et cetera, that are feeding us a higher frequency energy that is way more magnificent than what we had intended. Underneath this is the notion that from our limited perspective in the human form, we aren't necessarily able to see the big picture and to realize that there are certain things that would be way more powerful, way more satisfactory, way more empowering than what we originally had intended. So the idea is that we remain open. If we impact and use the law of attachment to hold on to a shape and a form, then the universe is bound by law to only give us that. Okay, we'll be looking at more of these laws that function specifically with manifestation in the sessions to come. But for the most part, let's realize essentially that when we're working with the root and the sacral chakra as well as the earth star tonight, we are looking at the manifestation of our past intentions and experiences and how those energies that have been attached to and held within are forming, in a sense, the blockages that are showing up that get in the way of our own manifestations. The second part here under the nature of manifestation is about creating fertile ground. And very quickly, without getting really deep in any of these things, it's essential that we look at what it is that we're dealing with, especially in this playing field that we're in. To choose to incarnate into the earthly plane is to take on the restrictions or the ground rules, the elements of this particular frequency and dimension. This is a dimension, once again, like I said, where time and space are linear, where it takes time to make manifest that which we intend. The lower our frequency, the longer it takes. As we rise in frequency, as we clear out the old debris and reclaim that which we are, we begin to see that manifestation happens much more quickly. And I believe that this is what each of you, on some level, is experiencing. In these times, we are seeing that things are manifesting so quickly. The collective energy and the collective intention is making these things happen. The nature of this dimension is based upon polarity. It is also it's where the sea of emotion exists. And some of the word in the street is that the emotional energy that is a part of this particular planet and this particular domain is a very unique thing in the entire cosmos, which gives credence to the idea that there's so many who want to incarnate into this dimension and be a part of it so they can experience emotion. The very nature of emotion as it flows and moves through our body is a very, very powerful, powerful source that really is like the engine of making manifest. When we feed and use this energy, we can really seed our intention with the juice that's necessary to magnetize and attract that very thing to us. If we are afraid of emotion, or if we have restricted emotion, or if we have emotional and toxic residue held in our chakras and held especially in the lower chakras, then there's a good opportunity that we're not going to be able to seed our intentions with the emotion that's necessary to make the process smooth. So if we look at polarities, it's a place where we oscillate between extremes. The highs, the lows, and all that's in between is this beautiful playing field where we can work in. If we live in one of the extremes, we find that we are isolating ourselves from the infinite possibility of the in-between. To flow is to be able to move between all of those places. And it is invited in this land of polarity that we are willing to trust and to flow and have faith that that which we deserve and desire is going to make manifest. Okay, again, I'm throwing out a bunch of words and a bunch of ideas and stuff, but I believe they're resonating with you on a very deep and cellular level. If your mind is in conflict with it, so be it. You can listen back over the tape, but I do know that what's happening here is that we're really opening up the remembering of specific awarenesses, and you may already have them, and you could probably be the one on this phone talking about this stuff. Okay, let's move very quickly. Once we have the fertile ground of knowing what the dimension's about, then we know how to be in it and how to be in a higher state. The whole point of it all is to raise vibration. The more we raise our vibration, the more is revealed to us about the true nature of the dimension. The higher self, the role of the higher self, essentially is that which calls forth the very specific moments and forms of living that are essential to help us reach our birth intention. Each of us incarnated for specific purpose and collective purpose. Each of us being here in this time is a necessary element in creating and supporting the transition of the times for all of humanity and for all of life. That doesn't mean we have a huge responsibility to do so. Our primary responsibility is to pay attention to our own higher self and build the fertile kingdom within so that we can function in our wholeness. That becomes the most potent vehicle for making manifest into the world. That becomes the most potent vehicle for actually helping to shift the frequencies of those around us rather than teach so much, but just to carry the frequency that they resonate with and that they shift and change just by very pretty much being in the presence. You can call it charisma, you can call it what you want in terms of those forms, but we have the capacity to shift the vibration of one another as we come from a higher frequency
And inevitably, like moths being attracted to light, there are those who want to stand around your energy, whether it's at the supermarket line or whether it's in a crowd. There's no accident that certain energies are next to you because they're picking up a frequency from you, just as you are picking up from others around you. It's a beautiful process, and the higher self essentially is in control of making all of these things happen. And so the invitation for manifestation is to begin to give the reins to that higher self. What's involved in that is to allow ourselves, instead of trying to force and program and make everything happen based upon essentially our own woundings and the facts and the emptiness within us, but it's based upon a higher frequency of reaching wholeness and remembering who we are. So as we allow that higher self to do his and her work, its work, then we begin to see just how smoothly this dimension can function when we let go. The impact of blocked energy on the manifestation process is very profound. It is essentially the number one, in my experience, blockage to us having that which we desire. It's, the blockage has occurred by the unwillingness or the inability to release the energy that's brought up and birthed in the moments of living. When the moments are intense and energy is born, and the energy by design wants to experience and then move and then express itself outward, leaving the body behind so that the body remains clear with the knowledge of the experience. What begins to happen is we start to contain and we start to hold on to things. We aren't given permission to express in the family unit that we're in. We aren't given permission by the culture to express. We hold on. We learn certain patterns of what's acceptable. And the end result is that we are energetically toxic. And our chakras have been all compromised, at least the very low ones, the first, second, and third. They've been so compromised that we have to release and clear that energy before we're actually able to use the true energy that exists within the chakra. And what's happening now, just to put this in a larger perspective, is that the cosmos is giving us, we'll just call it a cosmic intervention, that we're being forced on some level to deal with the energetic toxicity that we carry within us. And this is a huge gift. And although it may seem overwhelming at times, it is a cleanse that is unlike no other that has ever happened in the history of the cosmos, as far as I understand. And I really want to underscore that, because it's difficult as it is, if we can trust that something higher is going on and look for the higher perspective, then we are making manifest some very, very powerful awarenesses that will allow us to move through and to begin to experience the higher frequency of this dimension, which is all about abundance, prosperity, smoothness, connection with one another. This is the promise, if you will, of the Aquarian age that we have entered into. And for those of us who incarnated and have followed a path of consciousness, we have been invited and encouraged and supported and brought along to keep those frequencies going despite what's going on around us. So thank you for all that you've done. The impact of blocked energy on the manifestation process will interfere with making manifest unless we clear those energies. By being open and willing, we clear those energies. Finally, on the part D, the inner child influence, the blockages are so often established by the energy of the inner child. In other words, experiences we've had with the pure essence of ourself, the original design that gets impacted by the forms of living, et cetera, causes this part of ourself to have to make spontaneous decisions about what it is to survive. Those decisions sometimes made at birth, sometimes made in the first 5, 6, 7 years, or even a little bit of time after that, put energies in place that restrict and limit us from remembering who we are and from being able to use all of our talents and skills that are there by design. So what we are doing with this is re-educating and the inner child and giving new information so that he or she, in a sense, is able to let go of the forms. When he or she is willing to let go of the forms and trust, then what begins to happen is that the energies move and we regain our place of clarity. So moving quickly into the tools and manifestation here, just very quickly, there's a process. We have a desire that's fed by emotion. That desire becomes an intention that activates specifically through the voice. Visualizing is beautiful, but the voice is the spokesperson for manifestation. When you put it into voice and you speak it out, the universe is commanded by law to show up and to begin to deliver based upon what was spoken. It occurs in the now because that is the place and the time, if you will, of manifestation. What is fertile, put in this moment, is what shows up in the next moment. It is required that once we set intention that we start to pay attention. We expect Cecil B. DeMille to show up. We expect the big movie. We expect Ed McMahon to knock on the door. However that is, and those are all beautiful expectations, but in my experience, the universe often shows up, and the magnetism that happens shows up in very subtle ways. And it shows up with the invitation that is on the license plate, the bumper sticker, the cloud, the animal that comes into our space, the song we hear on the radio, a conversation overheard. It is a wise one who chooses to expand their awareness to open to the oh so much more that is there for us, because that's where the juice comes from. To manifest, it requires us to make adjustments. And that's just awareness that causes us to make adjustments in that which we desire. Chances are what we originally intended is going to shift and move to a higher vibration that will give us new information, and we can adjust that which we intend, and we put that out. It's essential that we recognize the achievement of what we had intended in a form, because it's an investment of time, awareness, and energy, and then celebrate it and be very, very present with the process of gratitude. All of these steps, which we'll be looking at each time we have these calls, is to realize that there is a sequence we can follow to make those things happen. Each one is fed by principle and fed by a willingness to be fully present in making them happen. Obviously, the breath is a foundational element for creating a foundation upon which we can go ahead and build our intentions. The more we breathe and more deeply we breathe and follow along in the techniques that are available to give ourselves the prana, the life force, the chi, the energies necessary to put into action our intentions, is really creating a very beautiful, fertile ground. It's necessary to ask for help. You can ask for help from one another. Now, for one, and maybe you are like this as well, I pretty much want to do everything myself. And that was a learned behavior based upon circumstance. I've gotten really good at it. And the cost of it is pretty overwhelming at times. And I really yearn for assistance. And yet, my program is to pretty much do it myself. So I'm working through those elements, like so many on the path are being asked to do that. It's safer, in a sense, to ask for higher help, to call into the angelic realms for the guides and teachers to come and be a part of this. It's essential as we move into the Aquarian age and the time of oneness that we begin to connect with one another on a human level and ask for assistance, because we're all looking for that energy, I believe, the energy that's... Okay. The voice. We're going to look at the voice down at the bottom again. It is a tool. It's a chimney, a vehicle for manifestation. It is the one thing that comes through. And then we're going to begin and move into these energies now by doing the violet flame process, which is going to basically clear out a whole lot of energies. Thank you for your patience in letting me lay those foundational elements. I am getting a phone call on here from someone who just signed on for this. And as we go ahead and look to the bottom of the page where the actual process is, I'm going to send off an email to this person so that they can access the call. So thank you for letting me do that. And there it goes. May that be the vehicle that works. All right. We're calling upon an energy of Saint Germain, and if you will,
up in the chant section, right in the middle, there's an invocation to Saint Germain. We're going to speak this verse so that we can call upon that frequency to be present with us. It is a song, but I think we'll just go ahead and speak it. We say, calling Saint Germain, bring the seventh ray, transform me with the violet flame. If we could do this together, let's do that again. Calling Saint Germain, bring the seventh ray, transform me with the violet flame. Calling Saint Germain, bring the purple ray, return me to my one true name. Oversee the age of Aquarius, and let your alchemy transmute man. Lay me in the arms of liberation. Teach me mercy, free my soul, to embrace the I Am plan. And so it is, and so it is. So we have called that frequency to be fully present with us, and now we allow it to infuse itself into this violet flame process. This is going to be a simultaneous activity where we're doing the work at the same time we are making the invocation here, and we're making the statement. So essentially what you're being asked to do is let the flame that is violet, V-I-O-L-E-T, purple, imbued with white and silver and blue, but mostly violet. And what it is basically going to do is burn away any of the lower frequency energies that are contained within our physical system, that are contained within our chakras themselves, and also contained within our energy bodies themselves. So your vision is that the flame is going to start at the feet and then burn up through you, and then you will eventually be engulfed in the flame. So take a breath, speak your true name, 1, 2, 3, Mark Stanton Welch. And here we go together. Mighty I Am Presence, beloved God, my heavenly source, please make manifest in me now the sacred violet flame of transmutation. Bring the violet flame into every cell, molecule, and atom of my body, filling me totally and completely. Blessed violet flame, blaze into my heart and expand out and around all of my bodies, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual, surrounding my entire being with your divine grace, love, mercy, and forgiveness. Transmute all karma, negative thoughts, actions, deeds, and energy that I have ever created at any time, in all dimensions, on all levels, in all bodies, through all time and space, past, present, and future, for all eternity. Transmute anything and everything that stands in my way of embodying the ascended Christ being that I am. Beloved violet flame, burn all that has been transmuted into the golden light of God, the Christ consciousness, the light of God that never fails. Send this golden light to me now, filling and surrounding my entire body with its divine radiance, raising my vibration and frequency to the highest level possible for me at this time. So be it, and so it is. Thank you, God. Amen. Sit with that frequency for a moment and allow that part that said the golden light is filling me up and surrounding my entire body with its divine radiance, raising my vibration and frequency to the highest level. Let that happen. Feel that energy filling up from toe to head and all that's in between, and let it expand out of your own physical self to encompass all of your energetic bodies as well. And we allow this to flow, and we allow it to move. And so it is. And so it is. Okay. Woo! Are we just moving right along here? You can see that I have overprepared, but you'll be surprised what happens in the next few moments, how quickly all of this moves. Because being advanced beings that we are, we can integrate this stuff at record pace. Having said that, we are going to spend a little time with these chakras and manifestation because this, in a sense, is so critical to what we're doing here right now. The first part is to identify each chakra's role in the manifestation process, the earth star, the root, and the sacral. The earth star chakra is one that has been revealed in the last few years. It essentially is a plate of energy 18 inches below the feet. Most of you know this. You've been in on the call. But just to remind you, it's a plate of energy that is the... we'll just call it the portal between the earth that moves to and from the earth energy. The earth energy moves up through the left
side of that plate and moves up through our left leg and sweeps into the body. This is the power, the presence, the higher, the grounding vibration of the earth that gives us all the energy that we need to take on the moments of living and to show up fully. To be aware of this energy is to take advantage of its capacity to not only empower, to augment, support, but also to cleanse and clear. The process of receiving and allowing in is a left side energy that we oftentimes is stagnated, but we want to make sure that we let this energy move up. It's moving 24/7, moving through us. And once we begin to claim it and call it consciously forward, it begins to serve us in very powerful ways. We're letting it move up through the body, filling up every essence of it, and then it moves down the right side, taking anything that is of lower frequency, essentially anything left over after the violet flame process. And it's clearing out those energies and sending them down through the right foot, out the foot, down through the plate, and then into the earth, where the earth then recycles that energy and uses it in a complete process. The Earth Star Chakra is really for grounding support, and it's also for keeping us energized and cleansed. In order for to make manifest, to be grounded, and to pull upon the power of the planet herself is a very, very useful skill. And to stay clear and clean keeps your vibration at a higher frequency, which then, by the very power of resonance, magnetizes those elements of manifestation that will support your higher self's intention. So we're going to allow that to keep moving as we go on here. This circle, this energetic colonic, as I like to call it, is moving in and then sending out all the time, so that if we reach a point where we get into lower frequency, the Earth Star will clear that. When we move to the root chakra, we begin to realize that the root is the foundation in the Piscean mode, but essentially the root chakra is now being moved up to the heart chakra, because it's all about the energy of love and all about the energy of connectedness and oneness. Having said that, we are undoing in many ways the energy of past times in the Piscean model, of all the times that we've been impacted and compromised in the root chakra. The root chakra itself is about foundation. The front side of the root chakra essentially contains all of the elements about survival and getting our needs met. That's what we need to know for the moment. When our needs are not met, it interferes with our capacity to make manifest that which we desire. If we aren't getting fed, if we aren't getting clothed, if we don't have enough water and things to live, then essentially our manifestation is really all about survival, which is a powerful thing. But we're not in a place of power and presence when we are in those frequencies. So the wounds of life compromise the second chakra as well as the root chakra. We are basically wanting to open this particular chakra up and make sure that it is available so that we can make manifest all that we need and all that we deserve and all we desire to live a life of clarity in this beautiful dimension. Okay, I'm aware that there's not a whole lot of time for us to address each of these elements, so you can Google root chakra and you can find 1,000 things on it, I swear, or I can give you more later. But what I want to move on to now is we'll move up to the sacral chakra. And the sacral chakra traditionally is the place where the emotionality of life and the wounds of life have been contained and sustained. It's the land of creativity. It's the dwelling place of the inner child. It's where passion lives. It's where the wounds of life are stored. It is where any form of abuse has been held onto. And the inner relationship between the root chakra as well as the second chakra is profound. Any work done below on the root chakra, or even using the Earth Star energy, we'll go ahead and clear those things that get in the way of us actually manifesting our manifested ideas. So ideally, we want to stay clear in this particular area. Okay, so that's a very, very quick generalization of Earth Star, Root, and Sacral. We call an awareness right now the awareness of Sacral Chakra 2 inches below the navel, the Root Chakra at the perineums going straight down into the earth, and below the soles of the feet about 18 inches, the Earth Star Chakra. Begin now, if you will, just to be present with the Earth Star Chakra and allow just an awareness, like a triangle itself, that literally spreads out from the sacred or the Earth Star Chakra, creating a foundation there, and then moves up to the apex of the triangle that actually accesses the sacral chakra on the front side, encompassing the root chakra and nourishing with the energy and frequency right there. So what we're doing is visualizing a triangle that is the base is the Earth Star, the apex, the top point is at the sacral chakra, and what we're doing is creating a unification between them so that the healthiness and the higher vibration of one moves easily into the other to help sustain it. I invite you to just hold this awareness and hold this image, if you will. And with this awareness of how they have been connected on the front side, we move now to the back side. There is no back side of the Earth Star Chakra. There is a back side on the root chakra. Although the back side of the root chakra is not in the physical, but it is contained in a higher frequency around it, like a sphere of energy. It's a bit amorphous. And let me just very quickly give you some of the pieces. It contains all the beliefs and experiences we have ever had regarding our rights to manifest, create, and flourish on the physical plane. We can tap into the core belief system that affects the nature of our being. This is the backside. This is the information coming in. And when we restrict the backside, we lose connection with our original design and an understanding of who we are. In this chakra, we can ignite the life flame through our first backside chakra and open ourselves to passions, drives, and desires. When the backside chakra is healed, we receive all the energies needed to actualize physical dreams and needs, and we can heal physical issues including addiction, blood disease, inherited problems, and even more importantly, this center opens us to abundance, worthiness, complete health, and belief in our own sacredness. It programs DNA. It regulates the body's chemical balance in relation to the beliefs about being deserving and worthy, coordinates the genetic passage of the collective past. In other words, our family tree impacts us through the information coming in through the backside. It gives us the real information about it as opposed to the dogma that's been passed on. Allowing universal love energy to enter through the backside of this chakra, the basis for the primary feelings through which the front side of the first chakra is opened. If we disbelieve our own goodness, we'll stop the flow and we'll experience rage, hurt, pain, fear, and more. I am reading from Cindy Dale's book, The Complete Book of Chakra Healing. And finally, one more statement. The backside of the first chakra is shaped by all of our prior experiences and beliefs and those of our fellow human beings. We basically want to eliminate the clogs in the chakra and erase or transform the beliefs that say, I don't deserve a full, happy life, or I don't deserve to be here. When we are willing to open to divine source belief system rather than our own, we find a template that allows unlimited amounts of manifestation energy into our first chakra and spinal system. So what we're going to do in this moment is basically just hold a vision. We are going to basically intend through a sphere that is centered at the root chakra. So imagine, if you will, a large ball of light, a large ball of red energy, earth tones energy, the black and the brown, the dirt colors that are all a part of this viscera of life, these elements, is contained in within this sphere. We have our history. We have our true history, and we have as well the impacted history that has been compromised, that has compromised our capacity to be fully present. We have these elements, and what we want to do is just to allow them. Okay, we're just sort of birthing this as it goes along here, and I'm just following guidance. And basically, essentially, okay, it's a beautiful image here, is that what we're doing here from the edge of the sphere, almost in every element edge of the sphere, the light moves towards the center, towards a specific point, and that point is the perineum. The point is the core and the focal point of the root chakra. It's as if all of this energy is being gathered to integrate. Now, this is not to pierce it or compromise it, but to literally create the opening so that the perineum and the root chakra then receives the full flow of the information that's coming in at a rate that we can handle it. So we have this sphere around us. all points of light around the inside of that sphere ignite in a sense, and they each send a beam towards this root chakra point. And in this process, we open up the conduit, the channel between the two, so that the information becomes readily available. Anything that is unlike this frequency is released in this moment and is sent to the light. Any energy that must be released is sent down the right leg as well into the earth. Remember your sources and remember the tools you have available. Take a breath and let the breath find its way to the area where the light is pointing at the root chakra, and it'll just allow this process to happen and allow it to integrate. So we've got quite a bit going on at this point. We basically have the awareness of the cleansing that the violet flame has done to create the more fertile ground to be receptive to this energy. We call upon the earth star to run the energy up through us and then clean out anything of lower vibration that is released. We set a triangle in motion that connected all three of those lower chakras so that we are unified in the connection and the information that passes between them to allow us to get back to our place of fullness and wholeness and to have our needs met. Ideally in the internal first, and then as they expand out through the law of so within and so without. And now we have a sphere of this energy that is essentially this amorphous, boundless backside of the root chakra that is sending the information collectively into the root chakra itself. So let's keep all of that going, because now we're going to move up into the sacral. Because the sacral side, we've talked about the front side, it's a place where our wounds are held, and that's what gets in the way. Oftentimes our plans and our dreams of January 1st fall apart by January 15th because it's the wounds that get in the way, and the doubts, and the sense of no value, and those things that were contained in the lower chakras that we're working with right now are those elements that are being that do get in the way. Chakra 2, very quickly from the book, contains our feelings about ourselves in relation to the holistic universe. It originates in the lower back area, holds the templates of the front side's feeling bodies. Feeling bodies are material bodies. All physical issues relate, at least in some level, to our feeling bodies. Physical manifestation occurs essentially as it drops down from the cosmos, essentially, and drops through the energy bodies themselves to make manifest. This is how disease happens. It happens at higher frequencies. It happens through thought, and then it happens as the thought causes the energies to slow down. They slow down to the point that they begin to manifest in the successive bodies until it actually becomes physical. And at that point, it gets our attention. We are capable of getting the attention and having the awareness before these things will enter the physical, which allows us to be in a very different experience with our own sense of health and our own sense of well-being. By taking care of our own personal vehicle, we create a fertile ground and arena from which we can manifest. This being the center for creativity, it is essential that we create this relationship to allow the essence and the truth of what emotion is and the emotional energy and the frequency of what it is to, again, infiltrate its expression out into the world through the front side of the chakra. So, backside center can also transform feelings into energy, powers, beliefs, colors, etc. Receives the healing and adaptation energy needed to cope with life changes. Blocks in the back prevent us from receiving the energy. Judging the acceptability of or denying expression of certain feelings causes blocks in the backside of the chakra or in the center meeting point between the front and back sides. The backside of the energy center will therefore be open to all vibrations, to the vibrations and energies necessary for creativity and experience. In addition, it will enable us to obtain and acknowledge the supernatural help necessary to flow with the twists of life. It gives the soul the support and fluidity necessary to adapt and thrive in life. It's affected by our soul's beliefs about life's meaning and meaninglessness, hope and hopelessness, good and bad, emptiness and existence. All those polarities are part of the dimension. And finally, the backside chakra is a prime starting point for healing emotional distress, birth, rebirth, and reproductive concerns, codependency tendencies, general compulsions, small back pain, and reaction to life's just and unjust occurrences. We open to the energies necessary to soothe and heal feelings like rejection, disillusionment, apathy, resentments, and feelings that result from death and loss, grief, and pain. We bring our feelings into balance, releasing other feelings and accepting our own. We open to the power of creation itself. Okay. What we want to do is allow ourselves to regain our capacity for emotional literacy. And in that process, we begin to experience the magnificent beauty of the rawness of the emotions themselves that haven't been contaminated by experience in this dimension. So what we're essentially doing is realizing that the front side chakra and the backside chakra meet. They are two cones of energy, and they meet in the middle along the spine. The spine carries the conduit, the hole from through which the energy moves back to front. So what we're wanting to do is to make sure that that energy there that has been dammed up at the spine is opened. So about at the sacral level, 2 inches below the front side, if you go directly to the small of the back, probably around L4, L5, you realize this is an area that so often gets compromised. What we want to do is to just bring our attention and awareness to the backside and allow the energy to move through. You're starting to feel it already. You're allowing the energy to move through that particular cone in the backside. This is the true essence of emotion and the clarity that comes from allowing the essence of emotion and the juiciness of emotion to move through us. And as it moves towards the front, into the spine, across that little conduit, that little channel, we want to allow this energy from behind to begin to open up that particular channel to allow the movement of the energy to move to the front and then express out. It literally is like two cones of light. One is now coming in from the back, and gradually you feel as the beginning and the conduit opens and clears out any debris. Again, the debris is old energy, compromises, beliefs, experiences, toxic energies. It's moving down through the Earth Star Chakra, down the right side to be cleansed and cleared and given back to the earth. We're letting all that debris release itself. And slowly but surely, you're beginning to see the beam of light start to show out the front side of the chakra. So even if you don't visualize it, just get the sense that what's happening, it's like a flashlight is being shown, and it's going all the way through. And so as it opens up, it's literally a glorious, glorious sound and a glorious experience as the light moves through you. But this is, you're not just an in-between spot that's serving as a vehicle. You literally are receiving the bounty of the light that's coming in through the backside. The expression through the front is the cleansing and the clearing of the old energies that is being sent out as manifestation and intention. So we are allowing this beautiful and magical process to occur as the conduit is sustained, is established and sustained and maintained by strictly the intention of the work that we've done. And if you repeat these words after me, I call for the complete unification of front and back, of front and back. The conduit between the two, is now clear and flowing. The higher frequency design flows unimpeded to make manifest into the physical, all that is intended by design. And so it is. Holy moly. Let's move way down now. And as we move to the last moments here, a lot is going on. We're going to keep sustaining and allow these processes to keep working on us all through the end of the call, and then you regulate them as you want to on the other side of the call. We can shut it all down, and then just by thinking about it, you can bring these things back in to work for you at the time that you want. But essentially what's beginning to happen is I'm feeling a real sense of connection with the planet. The triangle has really helped me a lot in terms of feeling like I've got a really solid substance. And with the sphere that is there also, that keeps feeding and keeps giving the information of the true template of how things are, and feeding it to that root chakra point at the perineum there, is a beautiful power process that's beginning to take away any sense of fearful, any fear energy that's going along in that frequency right now. Because I'm feeling solid, I'm feeling sustained. And I historically have had a blockage between the root and the first and the second chakra that through whatever the wounds of living. And I'm feeling right now an integration that moves between those two. The fact that they are connected as a result of the triangle is a beautiful thing because they feed and nurture one another and are sustained by the earth itself. The sphere holds that frequency, and now with the visualization of the two cones of light, one coming in from the back through that sacral chakra point, feeding the design, the paradigm, the truth of emotion, the true energy of emotion to take away our hesitancy to actually allow emotion to move through us, because emotion is what gives this dimension the richness of experience. So in this place, we're going to make a few statements here. Now, where we have voice as a tool for manifestation, we say speak intention, affirm the desired condition, proclaim it as so. These are just elements of what we're actually doing. Let's go ahead and use one of Rich Work's The Veils of Illusion and go ahead and speak these two things together. It starts with, I gently and lovingly ask. Take a breath. Be aware of your feet and your solidness on the earth. I gently and lovingly ask my soul to integrate with my physical body, my DNA, and all aspects of my being so I may fulfill my journey in this life's experience, so I may experience, grow, and evolve as one in peace, harmony, and joy. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. So take a breath. Let's go to the next one right below there. From the divine love that flows within my being, I proclaim my desire to live in my physical body so I may experience and fulfill my journey in peace and joy upon this earth. I see those energies within me that are connected to creation flowing through my being, reconnecting me with the earth in divine perfection, and so it is, and so it is, and so it is. So essentially, we are claiming our right to be here, and we are giving permission for us to fulfill our incarnation without hesitation. Potent and powerful stuff. Move down below the violet flame process, and we go to a phrase that starts with, I now release on all levels. Here we go. I now release on all levels and in all dimensions and in all my energy bodies any vibration of the past, present, or future that is lower in frequency than my own I am that I am expressing as me, and so it is, and so it is, and so it is. And we have laid the foundation for our centeredness and our balance from this point forward. Down below, we have four statements that I want us to go ahead and to put into motion. We've said them before, but here we go again. I am a spiritual being having a human experience in a physical body. Nothing is as it seems. The past does not determine, the present or the future unless I choose it. Determined. I like that. The past does not determine the present or the future unless I choose it. And finally, we ask the cosmos and we declare, how does it get better than this? 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 And we let the universe show up for us and show us exactly how it gets better. And we always proclaim, how does it get better than this? We invite the evolution and the expansion to be an onward and infinite process for us as we grow in our frequency. Whew. So we have established a foundation, a form upon which we can build as we move through the additional chakras. The call that's happening in next week will be dealing with the solar plexus, with the heart chakra and the throat chakra. And then the third call will deal with the third eye, the crown, and the soul star, 18 inches above the crown. We will apply information here. We'll apply and see, now that we've established foundation, I'll be introducing a couple more elements. but mostly we'll be able to actually begin to use the empowerments. I'll have other additional exercises that we can do, and by the end of this time, we'll have a pretty complete program that will allow us to really make manifest. Now, it isn't, as you can see, it's less about stuff as it is about creating the vehicle that we are designed to be, because the stuff will flow. Once we create and reestablish our foundation, our true self, then life just gives us what life gives us, and it's all good. And then we begin to experience in the expanded frequency what is really going on in this dimension. So I am grateful for you letting me stumble through this tonight. There was so much that was essential to be shared, and I do know that the chaos that started, it now it's just a force that's kind of moving through me that I'm just wanting to express and talk and create and all of those things. So I'm feeling pretty excited about it. I hope that energy is coming across to you guys as well. Now, I know there's some things we did not do on here. I'll stay on and give the invocation to Serapis Bay, sing through some of these songs here so that you have them on the recording, although they're very basic songs that we've used many times before. And then I'm going to do one bonus piece that actually, if you can and want to stay on, I have a particular, it's called the Divine Health Rejuvenation and Immortality Decree and Invocation that is fairly lengthy, but I want to speak it so you have access to it. Please, by all means, take good care of yourself. If you need to get off the phone, then we're going to call this session complete. And then I will see and hope you can be a part of the next one. Otherwise, you will be sent the recording and the information sheet that goes along with it. So, need some water. I will give the source of this in the information I send you tomorrow with the link to the recording. And tomorrow I'll also include a couple ways to integrate this information perhaps that come through before I send it to you. So I'll give you some assignments to work with it through the week. And this is one of the great things about having something next week is that we can use it to build upon itself. All you need to do is listen and allow this to move through you in the powerful words that are being spoken. It's rather esoteric and it seems out there, but I keep resonating with this as having some very, very potent power. So become aware of your feet. Speak your true name out loud one time, 1, 2, 3, Mark Stanton Welch. By divine decree, with the power, love, and grace of God, Goddess, the seven mighty Elohim, the Pleiadian emissaries of light, and my God presence, and all the divine forces associated with health on all levels, I invoke and command for the active creation, embodiment, and result of the highest possibilities of gracefully and easily having and maintaining constant, optimum physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health and rejuvenation on multidimensional and cellular levels across time and space. I also command and request for every possible support necessary for the complete and continuous manifestation of perfect health, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually throughout all aspects of my beingness, including my souls, soul extensions, previous inhabitants, for walk-ins, and my entire genetic lineage across space, time, and dimension. And for that paragraph, I say, and so it is, and I'll say that after each one. And if you want to speak that as well, we'll seal the deal. And so it is. I command and request to my God presence for all these divine forces of love and light to continuously create complete alignment of my physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies. All of my energy bodies, body systems, organs, meridians, glands, cells, bacteria, etc., and for all of them to work and play together in complete holistic unity. I also open and allow for a full and intimate connection with my divine spirit, guardian angels, councils, etc., for optimum body-mind-emotional health and balance. And so it is. And I invoke and command with the full force of my divine beingness and all the forces of health and creation for the complete release of all non-health, non-immortality-oriented disease, pain, suffering, and death-oriented programs, beliefs, vows, and agreements across space, time, and dimension for myself, my soul, souls, soul aspects, soul extensions, and genetic lineage. I release all of these to the light along with any elements that may have been supporting the maintenance of any of these agreements, vows, beliefs, programs, and implants. And so it is. I ask for a complete multidimensional healing and karmic clearing healing and absolution for all aspects of my beingness in regards to health and healing, and for the complete release, healing, and forgiveness of all past lives of disease and death and associated traumas, vows, agreements, memories, regrets, curses. And I call to the Arcturians to remove any implants, programs, and soul fragments from my soul, souls, soul aspects, and genetic lineage for their healing and forgiveness. And I call to the Karmic Board for complete karmic absolution and healing of all their records related to these lifetimes and between all beings associated with these lifetimes. I send love to all of these aspects of myself to release all of these programs and lifetimes and forgive all experiences that created them to experience disconnection, illness, and adopt beliefs and vows of illness, disease, and health. I call to all my souls, soul aspects, and genetic lineage, and I ask you all to accept divine health and physical and spiritual immortality as our natural way, reality, and birthright. And so it is. I call to the seven mighty Elohim and the Lemurian emissaries to download into me the original blueprints of the divine human for the graceful and easy activation of dormant DNA and limited functional glands and limited functional glands and other systems, for the activation of my DNA and all my physical and energy body systems to their divine potential, for the full and complete embodiment of my God, Goddess, Christ presence and creation of my Christ body, my immortal body of light. I accept and embody this divine presence that I truly am now and forever. I allow this Christ body to create for me a life and experience of true, unconditional love and divine creation. And so it is. I also request the graceful and easy ability to energetically, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually deal with the increased levels of light and love that I embody through the continuous opening and expansion of my heart and subsequent mutational symptoms that I may experience from these activations, as manifesting as flu and cold-like symptoms, aches, pains, mucus, memory loss, time displacement, headaches, vision loss, gland swelling, etc. And so it is. I also invoke, request, and command for a complete interdimensional immunity activation, for a mega immunity boost, and continuous quantum support for my immune system to function at peak efficiency with the graceful and easy ability to align to, transmute, and release toxins, unbeneficial bacteria, physical and etheric parasites and implants, viruses, heavy metals, radiation, drugs, genetically modified foods, and anything detrimental to my system's health, and anything that is not in alignment with my soul, and so it is. I request and command for a continual download, upgrade, activation, and integration of the most accelerated and complete health, immortality, rejuvenation, maintenance, and light body programs available, and for the most optimum complete DNA, endocrine gland, meridian, and body system transmutation programs, and so it is. I also command and request for complete connection, reconnection to, and alignment with Mother Earth, Gaia, Buddha, and all the elements needed for this perfect health, including light body, DNA, gland, chakra activations, karmic absolution, record clearing, forgiveness, and support from all the divas, the fairies, the dolphins, whales, unicorns, ancient shamans, and assistance from the galactic dimensional healing, light body activation, and mutational assistance teams. And so it is. I open to, allow, request, and command for continuous support, including multidimensional ascension healings, activations, and divine healing energies from whoever you desire, including Dr. Lorfen and the Galactic Federation of Healers, the Healing Angels, Sai Baba, the Seven Tibetan Healers, from the Extraterrestrial Light Body Specialists, the Arcturians, the Pleiadian Emissaries of Light, the Syrian Light League, the Ascended Masters, Ashtar Command, and the Hathors, the MAP teams, and the Karmic Record Keepers and Karmic Board, and a release, healing, and forgiveness of anything that might be impeding a complete alignment with Gaia or any of these support teams, and so it is. I also request and command for the ability and capacity to always know and receive the most optimum healing arts and abilities, and to manifest the most accelerated and balanced healers available, and the ability and capacity to be always to be able to always heal myself and keep myself in the most optimum health. I also request all of the healing energies of Reiki, Sekhem, Psychem, pranic healing, etc., and all healing arts such as acupuncture, naturopathy, homeopathy, and any unnamed arts be integrated and made available to me. I also open to all physical and energetic exercises, recreation, communion, such as swimming, running, hiking, yoga, tai chi, qigong, falun dafa, tiddlywinks, whatever it is, and anything that may assist with my emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual health. I release any sloth, lack of laziness programs, such as there's not enough time, I don't have enough energy, and I tap into, open to, and integrate with my body's natural knowing of its optimum needs, including food, drink, temperature, planetary location, exercise, sex, posture, sleep patterns, and I decree, command, and open to realize that I am and will always be doing the right thing with the right people in the right places at the right time, and so it is. I also request and command to the manifesting powers for the creation and manifestation of more than enough money and resources to support the purchase of any needed foods, juicers, supplements, herbs, products, and therapies for my optimum health, rejuvenation, immortality, balance, centeredness, nurturance, and to always have an abundant supply of money to purchase whatever is needed to the creation and maintenance of my optimum health and mission. And so it is. I call to myself everything that my cells, organs, blood, bones, tendons, ligaments, glands, healthy bacteria need for their optimum health and happiness. And I thank Mother Earth and the plant, mineral, and animal kingdoms for providing everything that I need for optimum health and happiness. And I thank all the support teams who have helped me thus far and will help me in the maintenance of my divine health, the embodiment of my divinity, and the realization of my divine magnificence. And so it is. This I do decree in the name of the God Goddess All That Is and my own divine God Goddess presence. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Whew. Once again, I'll give the source of that in, when I send off the recording tomorrow. So, we are left with Serapis Bay, the invocation to Serapis Bay at the root chakra. Serapis Bay, I'm just going to speak it. Bathe me in the white ray. Serapis Bay, bathe me in the white ray. Keep me solid on earth to let the flame ascend. Through purity, joy, and discipline, guide the I am light from root to crown. So pure, I'll live the here and now. I am, I am, I am. When we call upon these ascended masters, the energy comes forth to be present with us. They do like to be called, and they like to basically bequeath us with the frequencies that they carry within them. Once again, an ascended master is one who has traveled many earth lives and mastered everything that's here. And their intention was that they would move to the next dimension and be present to support and to pass on information, technique, et cetera, for those who are on the ascension path, which basically is most everybody. The intentional songs, solid on the earth, my roots go down. Solid on the earth, my roots go down. Solid on the earth, my roots go down. Down into the earth, my roots go down. Grounded, balanced, feel myself upon this earth fully in the moment. Feel it as the energy tingles my feet, rising up to the heart of me. Solid on the earth, my roots go down. Solid on the earth, my roots go down. Solid on the earth, my roots go down. Down into the earth, my roots go down. I ain't gonna carry that load no more. I ain't gonna carry that load. I'm gonna take that pain and lay it down, 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 down. I ain't gonna carry that load no more. I ain't gonna carry that load. I let go. I let go. So you see, roots, root chakra, carry that load, sacral chakra. Use this carry that load for everything. It's a declaration that you're no longer willing to subscribe to a frequency. You can nay, you can change pain to whatever you want to do. And that is actually done in the recording on the sacral chakra for the chakra clearing CDs, those intense ones. And finally, one of the first of the manifestation songs that will have an increasing number, In Endless Potential. I set my intent straight into this moment. My focus is sent clear in desire. I give it away. The details are handled as long as I say I let go, let go, let go. I let go, I let go, I let go. There essentially is a formula for making manifest. So, the invitation now is to begin to apply this information, especially through the course of this week. You're in a very fertile place, I believe. Energetically, you're open, you're at a higher frequency. So you can make use of that at the end of the call here, now that once you hang up, to go ahead and just go ahead and start maybe writing down some of your intentions. What is it that you desire and deserve? It can be stuff. It can also be things about you, letting go of ways of being, ways of doing things, thought patterns, belief systems, relationship, etc., etc. We can all refine these things in these beautiful Aquarian times. So I invite you to do so. I'll throw in a couple additional assignments through the week that are obviously optional. But if you can, revisit some of this information. And if you get a chance, listen to the call again. You might pick up something that you didn't hear the very first time because we did zoom through it. I am totally blessed by your connection, your willingness to be a part of this, and I'm blessed by the opportunity to share information through me, from me, et cetera, et cetera. And so it is. With great gratitude, we call this call done. So good night, everyone. I guess I'll stay. I typically stay on if somebody has a comment or a question or anything I can answer. *6, and then there you are. If not, maybe no one's there.
Thank you, Mark.
You're so welcome. Thank you so much.
Good night.
Good night.
Yeah,
good night.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it. And good night.
Absolutely. Good night, John Boy. Good night, little Eva. Night, Ma.
Thank you,
Pa. We are done now.